it just all happened at once for us with the striker situation, and I know there was a lot of panic and everyone thinking about a striker, but when they're all fit, they're good strikers, and you need to, it's just getting them fit really and get them firing, and I'm sure they will. They're good players, and the injury list is bad for us at the minute there, like, but that's why Gaffer's got a squad together and we stick together, because it could have happened the final part of the season where it could be really a problem then, and it just comes in its roundabout. I think it just comes and it just all happened at once for us, but still a positive squad, everyone's positive, I know we haven't scored a goal, but we've looked like scoring in the last couple of games, which has been better, and it'll come no matter what.
And everyone can chip in. Davy Pripper was on target twice for Holland. That's another positive. And Anthony back fit. Yeah. So there are players out there that can make a difference.
Yeah, well, Davy needs time to settle. You can see what he does. He's in a very, very good team in Holland, and he's playing well and scoring goals. And everyone needs time when they get the new club. And he looks a good player, and it's just going to take a little bit of time for him. And obviously, we all know Anthony when he's firing. He'll be our danger man, basically, and obviously, we've got Sully there, Murph, and players who can chip in with goals as well. So, and then, obviously, with Pascal and Izzy, got attacking players there who like to score goals. So that's why everyone's staying positive. I know everyone looks at the strikers, but if everyone can chip in, it'll be better.
You yourself and Lewis have received a lot of plaudits for the defensive performance this season, you know, as a unit as well. Are you getting ready for the tin hats though on Saturday?
Yeah. I know that's an old saying, isn't it, with Tony Pulis's team, but that's the beauty of the Premier League. One week you're Man City, the next you're West Brom, and you have to adapt, and yeah, they're going to throw, and they've had a great start as well this season, which that way works for them. And as you said, yeah, tin hats could be on.
They've got a few internationals in their squad. He's had a couple of years there now. He's moulded a pretty good squad. He's had a good January transfer window as well. Some of the quality players you probably
they've probably had one of the best windows from the outside looking in, and looks strong, and they look like a good team, which they probably want to kick on another level this year. But we're at home, and probably we know how good we are at home, but we don't really know in the Premier League yet, because obviously City was a one-off and we played away, but we fancy ourselves at home against anyone really, and West Brom is in our little league, would you say, and got to pick up points, and we're confident of picking up points against them.
And you mentioned the home sort of situation. Is it important for the fans to just be a little bit patient with the team at the moment?
Yeah, I think they have been anyway. I think they've been great. They know they're adapting to the Premier League, and they've travelled unbelievable in numbers and to the away games, and they were brilliant at City, and as I said, they've been great, and I know they're going to be a bit frustrated if we're not winning every week, but I think they're happy where we are, and slow signs are coming, and it's going to take a little bit of time with all the new players and that, but it is, they know that we'll come good soon under the manager and the squad we've got here.